fasten your championship belts, because this podcast is unprofessional. Welcome to your weekly home for wrestling reviews, discussion, predictions, and more. This is Unprofessional Wrestling. Here are your hosts, Schwartz, George, and Travis.
Yeah. Do a little commentary at WrestleMania, and I guarantee you I will do something that you, the lifts in your boots, the shoe polish in your beard, your skirt, all the pyro in the world, and that stupid sword that you came out to the ring with, and you, your bell bottoms, your championship, your wife, my 10-year absence from this company could never do is make you both interesting. Now hit my music.
Well, as they say, this is Unprofessional Wrestling. Thanks everybody for checking it out. Over here we've got George. Over there we've got Shorts. Somewhere in Minnesota. Shorts, you just shared with us some very exciting news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you care to share? Not yet?
Sure. I don't care. I am now I'm going to be very soon a Minnesota resident.
But what is...
I don't...
Don't you live there already?
Technically, I have to change everything into Minnesota, yeah. I just refuse to do it.
So what you're saying is you bought a house?
Yep. I did buy a house. You totally wanted to use that.
Of course I did. I'm going to use it a lot.
I think there's some more exciting news in the upcoming days. Isn't it someone's birthday?
Shorts, is it your birthday?
That is true.
Oh, my God.
I wish, but it's not. Oh, my gosh, George. You are just full of gifts.
Look at this bag. This is like the third gift he's given me on this, like, not even three months running show.
Like the second.
I guess I have to open it, don't I?
Yep. Close your eyes.
Let me close my eyes.
I mean, some might jump out at you.
Okay. So, for anybody listening, not watching, it's a big pink bag.
It is a kid's winged eagle championship. Belt.
You said you wanted a winging eagle belt.
I don't actually remember ever saying that, but I'm not unappreciative of it.
Now we all have belts.
Do you think this will fit on Regal?
Maybe.
I don't, with booty like his, maybe not.
Are you saying my dog's got a big ass?
It's got three legs, but
I don't think that alters the size of his butt.
I just gotta make it clear.
I'm just gonna... Whoa. Just tearing it apart.
Fucking breaking it already.
Well, we're gonna get this up as decoration ASAP.
Jesus.
So, here we go.
They don't make them like they used to.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Do something with this, please.
That's a hell of a winged eagle belt.
Thank you, George.
Look at how tiny that thing looks.
All I know is that next weekend for the scorecard challenge, I'm going to have a couple more much bigger belts that I'm going to be winning.
Are you getting them back?
Yeah.
You think so?
No, I am. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, right?
What?
That I'm going to be winning next weekend.
I don't know if that's pretty obvious.
You guys are stupid. Okay, so anyways, lot going on. This last week, we are officially one Monday Night Raw and two Friday Night SmackDowns away from WrestleMania. Woo! Ah,
hooray.
And isn't there a takeover, too?
There is a takeover, stand and deliver. That is happening as well. This is by far, probably, at least that I can remember, the most excited I've been for a Mania. The build has been good. Storylines all make... So far, they all make a lot of sense. I mean, I've got nothing that I can complain about so far.
I mean, they definitely turned the tables after, you know, so many people got hurt or, you know, got into some scandals, and they're like making up for it with all these matches that they're making. So I'm quite excited.
Yeah. There's a lot of logic in everything happening. All the stories, even when we thought they didn't acknowledge this or say that, or this doesn't make sense. Like, they've always filled those holes so far, I think. But
yeah, I like that they, I like that that's finally happening. Everything's kind of coming together. I'm still kind of a little weary on the like the newer aspects of the of like these little, I don't know, these storylines, like Candice LeRae. I don't know if they're going to bring that to Mania, or are they going to keep that going until after and just not do anything?
I would say, I mean, personally, I'd like to see it wait until after, give it a slower burn. Maybe they end up in a women's tag team championship match or something. I don't know. That's all I can think of. So, also, in other big news, you remember what we did? What was it? What day was it? Monday? Tuesday? Or I text you guys, I'm like, hey, we should do this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so guess who has eight thumbs and is going to the go-home SummerSlam Monday Night Raw show?
Oh, me. Me too.
and our buddy Nate. He's going with us as well. So I hope that all goes according to plan, because I'm coming back from Canada the day before.
Whew.
So I'm sure I won't.
You are going to be a...
I'll be a zombie. I'm going to be
no kidding.
And you're also going to be in the doghouse too. How much you're going to be gone?
Yeah, but that's normal. But then wedding stuff, whatever. Anyways, so that's exciting. We're going to Monday Night Raw. Haven't been to one of those in a while. Got good seats. Haven't been to a Monday Night Raw since, God, I don't remember what year it was, but it was another go home for SummerSlam, I think.
It wasn't our Christmas one, was it?
No, it was after that. The one I went to ended with Brock and Taker. Because it was right before they had a SummerSlam match.
Huh. Holy crap. Yeah.
So that's exciting. Good stuff. Good stuff indeed. So, anyways, that's everything that's been going on. That's all the updates. Somebody's buying a house. We got tickets for Raw. I'm getting older. Yada, yada. So, with that, let's get into our actual wrestling news. And we got a couple things here. Another kind of slow week in the news, all things considered, with WrestleMania being around the corner. Speaking of WrestleMania, though, the stage has begun construction, and this is always one of my favorite parts. I love seeing what the stage looks like. I hope it doesn't suck. I'm sure there's going to be a Liberty Bell in there somewhere. I'd like to see some Rocky stairs, but they kind of did that last year. Like, even though they weren't supposed to be stairs, it's kind of what it looked like.
Kind of, I guess, yeah. Was that on the side?
No, it was like the whole like build up, like from the ground up to the stage level. You have to go back and look at it. By the way, thanks again for anybody watching on YouTube. Please say hi, ask us any questions, whatever it is. Love to see you. Love to see you participate in the conversation. This show isn't just us three. You can be included as well. Colton Ashley is in the comments. We love Colton. Are we seeing the best incarnation of The Rock when it's all said and done? Too early to tell. I'd like to see how this all plays out. I'd like to see how the feud with Roman, if they go that route, I'm guessing they do. I'd like to see how that plays out. Too soon for me to tell, personally.
I like that he's sprinkling like his Hollywood Rock into like his corporate Rock character. That's not necessarily like him being part of like the corporate aspect, but more of like his style, and because those vests and like the silk shirts that he's wearing, those are all from corporate Rock and earlier Rock.
Yep.
So I think it's a very, I think it's great. I just still, until we figure out how he's the final boss, I don't know. I don't really like that they just gave the name to him.
That's just been eating you alive all week, hasn't it?
It has been. Every time I hear it, I cringe.
I've mostly been able to look past it, but I kind of agree, because I think at the moment Roman should be the final boss, or maybe the fact he's calling himself the final boss is what pushes them apart, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a one-on-one match, see who the final boss is.
We won't see that for a long time.
Yeah.
I believe my underpowered computer is a piece of shit, so I am working on YouTube, just as an aside.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, what else do we got on the news there, Shorts?
So in a recent interview with Ariel Helwani, it was, I wouldn't say leaked, it was kind of confessed by Becky Lynch that she actually considered joining TNA before she was offered the chance to go to WWE, only for the pure reason that they were highlighting the women's division a lot more. I don't know if you guys remember when all that whole time, I think it was still the Divas Championship. So, and I know a ton of women hated that name. And so kudos to her for sticking through and going with WWE. I'm sure it was probably the money thing and also more eyes on her. So
mm-hmm.
Worked out well. Another announcement, I guess, I think it was yesterday or today that they announced it, was WWE will start a new show called WWE Speed, and that'll be airing on X. I don't know if it has a certain day yet when it's going to start, but it's
April 1st, I believe.
It was April something, but it was, they just said spring, and then they just threw out the date. So I don't know if this is going to be weekly. I don't know if it's going to be twice a week.
You're talking like 3-minute matches or something?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
And yeah, so they'll be doing three minute timed matches, and I think they leaked in there that there's going to be a championship for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go at like a tournament style. So I don't know. I don't know if you can get a full session of storytelling in 3 minutes, but you can see some crazy moves in 3 minutes. I don't know. Another thing that just was announced too was that a little fishy, but NXT Battleground is switching from Savannah, Georgia on May 26th to Las Vegas on June 9th. Hmm. And it's going to be in the UFC Dome or UFC Arena. I don't know.
Is that T-Mobile?
And they do UFC. I think so. Or no, I think they said something like the Apex or something like that. UFC Apex, or I'm probably butchering that, but I don't think it was T-Mobile. I think it was a little bit smaller arena. So I haven't looked into it more, but I saw that, and I don't know if they were, it's like a time thing, like, oh, maybe it's, you know, too close to something, or I don't know. I'm going to look into that more, because it seems weird to move it 2 weeks later into a different state. But yeah, that's it for the news.
Well, excellent. Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot as far as other news goes, I guess. I know at one point you had in there the Hulk Hogan like VIP signing thing happening at WWE World. And that's not so much news, I guess, but I saw what they were charging for it. It was between like $300 and $500 or something. Just insane. Just for a meet and greet with Hogan. Just wild.
And it's just still how they can just completely ban him for so long and then all of a sudden just take him back in and then just charge up the ass for that.
Yeah, I mean, there are people and within the company that still aren't totally cool with Hulk Hogan.
I believe it.
You got names?
Um, No, I know I've seen interviews and stuff like around it. I can't remember. It's, I mean, some time has passed since that's all happened, but
yeah, I don't know if that's actually like out there on someone just completely just has a stance against Hogan. I don't know if that's a thing. Maybe. What are your thoughts, George? What are your thoughts on Hogan?
I mean, how long are these meet and greet sessions for if you're charging $300-$500?
Surely not long enough.
It better be like fucking 10 minutes at least.
It should be more than that. It should be like a 20-minute, half-hour thing. If I'm paying $300 to $500, I mean, I know I'm a little frugal and I think my dollar goes a long way, but I think it's just asinine that I would imagine. I'm sure it's probably like 10 minutes and a few pictures, and that's it.
And a brother.
Brother.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the YouTube will be back up. It'll be on a different link. I don't know what the hell happened. It was either my computer or a streaming software. One of them shit the bed. So you'll have that, I guess. Here we are. So with that being said, George, so just by the way, just we're doing the stream a little bit differently today. Instead of breaking down the show segment by segment by segment, we're really just going to hit on the bigger things just because there's just so much to get into and we don't have enough time to break down each show to its very little pieces. So we're going to definitely hit the big stuff today and then try to dissect those things a little bit more. The more exciting things going on, yada, yada. So if we are looking here at SmackDown first, pretty early on in the show, Naomi was backstage preparing for her match. Basically, Bayley comes up to her. They start talking. Naomi tells, or Bianca comes up then. There's a lot going on here with this Bianca, Bayley, whatever storyline, right? So basically, Bayley's talking to Naomi, saying, thank you for trying to help me last week, yada, yada. Bianca comes up. She's obviously not super stoked about Bayley being around. She said, you caused all this shit. Like, nobody should feel sorry for you and all that. So that happened.
She's right through her.
Exactly. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller defeated the OC in a WrestleMania qualifying match for that tag team ladder match. No surprises there. I don't understand where the OC came in. Did they just need bodies to fill? Are they eventually going to somehow align with AJ Styles again? I don't know. I'd like to see them do that, but...
They were on NXT,
yes.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see them get back together with AJ Styles and do something with him.
You think that they just interfere in the match and then they make AJ, even though AJ doesn't want to be a part of their group anymore... they just still interfere and they, I don't know, something happens. I don't know.
Yeah, beats me. The other big piece of SmackDown that I thought was pretty important, we have Jade Cargill, vignette for Jade. She says she is officially signed with SmackDown. And I'm glad we finally got something for this, right? Because we haven't had anything concrete about Jade. We weren't 100% sure if she was going to sign a SmackDown, although it kind of looked like she was going to. I don't think it's a coincidence that this segment aired after the Naomi versus Io Sky match. I think this is possibly leading up to Naomi and Bianca and Jade facing Kairi Sane, Asuka, and Dakota Kai at WrestleMania for Jade's first match.
You think it's something like that already? You think it's not too soon to put that together?
I mean, I could see it, but wouldn't you want to put tag team belts on the line at Mania?
Well, who would end up getting the tag team belts?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I can see the 3-on-3 match, but it's just like, you know.
I could see the women's tag titles not even being on Mania.
Yeah. Like, they could be wrestling on it, but not for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there isn't really any story behind those titles right now. I feel like it'd be a waste of time to have it Mania. Yeah, I mean, they're going for it, but there's nothing strong there. There's no match set up. I mean, I think there's some pieces that are starting to come together for the women's titles, but they're definitely not there yet, in my opinion.
This is why they need to just trade those tag team belts in for a mid-card title for the women.
I don't know. I still don't see that either personally, but
I honestly think, I just think that they throw these tag teams together out of nowhere, and it's just pointless.
Going back to the OC, Phil is in the comments. Phil makes an interesting point because it's been rumored that Tama Tonga from Japan has signed with the OC or has signed with the WWE, and I think he's insinuating a possible alliance between the OC and Tama Tonga. Tama Tonga joins the OC, something of the sort, which could be good. So if Phil's commenting, I think our YouTube seems to be working, although on my end it doesn't look like it's working well, but I guess that's what we're dealing with today. So I hope it's not like that for Mania. So that's cool. Anyways. Let's see, what else do we have here? I'm just kind of going through the list of everything I wrote down for SmackDown, and I want to try to make sure we don't go over anything that isn't really that important. So you had cameras at AJ Styles' house because they were going to document his Mania training, right? He hears a bunch of honking coming from outside his house. And who is it but L.A. Knight? Yeah.
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 Yeah. So AJ walks out. Of course, L.A. Knight gets out of the car. They start fighting. And then the cameras cut to body cams and dash cams and handheld cams or whatever of the cops pulling up and arresting L.A. Knight. Somebody tell me why this made sense. I really need somebody to tell me why this was a good move.
Because he refuses to show up on SmackDown until Mania.
But he was on SmackDown, accepting the match the week before.
Well, he made the, like, yeah.
Yeah, but LA Knight didn't know that. That's why he got hit in the back.
What do you mean he didn't know that?
Didn't LA Knight
make it?
LA Knight made the challenge, and then Styles came out and hit him with a chair. And
yeah,
said, I
probably
accept.
Didn't know he didn't. He probably didn't realize he was there.
Oh, no. Come on. Of course he knew. Why do you think he went to AJ's house? Because he was mad for being attacked on SmackDown the week before.
That wasn't AJ's house.
There you go.
Might have been.
That was the same house that Randy Orton and Triple H fucking fought in years ago.
Was that the same house that Samoa Joe went to?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'd have to go back and look. No, I'm curious.
I think
what I want to understand is
they're trying to make it personal.
I want to understand why the babyface is going to somebody's house to attack them. That is a heel move. The babyface, it's like, this isn't Stone Cold Steve Austin. The good guy shouldn't be going to somebody's house to attack them.
I mean, how would you feel if someone had a chair on your neck that they're sitting on? And you got attacked from the back. Wouldn't you want some kind of, you know, revenge?
Yeah, but you don't show up at somebody's house where, like, his wife and shit and the kids and whatever were there at. Like, that's a total bad guy move.
Okay, I'm going to do that to you tomorrow.
But are you a healer or a face?
Hurt me, though. Well, that's what I'm saying. He can't be a face. He has to be a heel. That's the only way this makes sense.
Maybe he's turning into a heel.
I would be the baby face.
I mean, realistically, yes.
Thank you.
Realistically, he'd be fucking laying on the ground.
Do you guys agree with me here?
Yes.
Yeah, but...
And no.
Was Triple H a heel or a face when he did that to Randy? Wasn't he the face?
He was probably a heel. Edge showed up at Cena's parents' house. He was a heel. Samoa Joe was a heel when he showed up at AJ Styles' house.
When has Randy really ever been a face other than his first title win?
Matt Riddle.
Who did he beat for that title?
You're going to...
Triple H. I'm asking you guys.
Chris Benoit.
There you go.
Chris Benoit.
Oh.
He set me up for that. I'm sorry.
I'm glad he beat him.
Yeah, same. Yeah. To hell with him.
So... I just that bothered me a little bit. It was a good segment. It was done well. I just didn't understand why. I don't know. That's just a total heel move, and I almost sympathized with AJ a little bit on that one, personally. It's like, oh, this dude is just trying to film a documentary, and Colton says that's the same house where Pillman had a gun. Imagine they just own this house just for random, like,
well, I'm sure
people going to attack people at their homes.
I'm sure Bray Wyatt's fucking cabin was in the backyard. Goddamn.
I mean, fuck. Okay. I'll go with that, I guess. Sure. Well, so that's that. So, I mean, we are getting them at WrestleMania. I'd like to see some sort of stipulation if it's going to be such deep, like, hatred and anger or whatever around this.
Probably a street fight.
Something. I'd like to see something.
One of them leaves the other the brand or something like that.
Yeah. So, outside of that, we had the Street Profits versus AOP. This wasn't a surprise. Street Profits beat AOP, and they're going to face Waller and Theory tomorrow in the second bracket, and the winner is going to go on to WrestleMania. I thought AOP needed a win, and AOP should have been in the match. I don't think they should have beat Street Profits. I think AOP should have beat OC, and Street Profits and AOP would both move on. I don't know. I think AOP and Final Testament, like, they have nothing going on behind them right now. Like, they came on strong right away, and then nothing. For the most part, it's been just super, like, lower mid card type of feuds and matches so far with them.
Yeah, it's a little annoying just because are they eating losses though if they're not doing jobbers or not fighting jobbers?
Yeah, because I don't think that this is advancing them very much personally, but I don't know. That's all I know.
I think they're lost.
I don't know, man. Well, outside of that, we had Paul Heyman backstage on the phone with Roman Reigns telling Roman that he can confirm Cody showed up alone. And of course, we had the whole thing about Cody making the deal with Heyman, that Roman and Heyman would show up alone and Cody would show up alone. Then we had an announcement that Jade's first official appearance on SmackDown is happening next week, which now is tomorrow. What do you think? Can we expect anything there? What do you guys think is going to happen with her first appearance on SmackDown finally?
Is
as
it
a signed
an appearance or a match?
All it says is appearance.
Okay.
Her first match will definitely not be on a random SmackDown, especially before Mania.
Mm-hmm. Someone's coming out and saying they're talking their mind.
I say Damage Control comes out. Like, say that she's in the ring, and then Damage Control comes out saying, like, hey, we run this fucking bitch. And then that's how that whole 3-on-3 match is created.
I never really thought about it, but I totally agree with you.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good take.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, then we had the Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes face-to-face. So Roman came out. He said he made a promise, and he's there alone. And then we got Cody shown on the screen walking towards the ring. And then we're going to play this whole confrontation between the two. And if at any point anybody has something they want to chime in on, just say pause. George will pause it, and we'll go from there. So, George?
Well, here we are. I kept my word. I'm here by myself. How about you, huh?
Well, I'm as much a man of my word as you are, so if you came alone, I came alone.
You said he would. You believed it, too. You're a fool. You're stupid to me. Hear me out. From my perspective, you're not fit for this job. You're not fit to be on top. You're not fit to be the face of this company because you're an idiot. You're out here thinking with your heart, thinking everybody's got the best out for you. Nobody cares. You better start thinking with your head. I mean, let's just look at what you've done in the past month or so. You've aligned yourself with my little brother, Seth Rollins. And there's all kinds of problems with that, but let me ask you, what happened on Monday? Weren't you in a little bit of a jam? Where was he at, huh? Where was Seth that whole time? Was he in traffic? What was it, a plane delay? What was it, snowing? What happened? Because it seemed like he was just showing his true colors, you know? And then he told you, what did he say? He's going to be your shield? You understand I was in the shield with him, right? We didn't do good guy things, but we had a bond. And over time, I thought that we were becoming family. I thought that he was becoming my brother, and what happened? He stabbed me in my back. What do you think is going to happen to you? And that's why I think that you're a fool. Plain and simple.
Roman coming out of the gate strong. Clearly questioning Seth's loyalty based on the fact that he was betrayed by Seth. I mean, so we're connecting a lot of dots here. We're creating some doubt. We're adding more layers to this story, I think.
It's kind of like, who was it? Was it Cody or Seth that was kind of trying to put doubt in Roman's mind?
Yeah, and then
yeah, it was Cody.
Yeah, Cody's gonna get to that now.
Did you ask me if I remembered the shield? Because I certainly think we all remembered the shield. You guys were unstoppable. You guys, matter of fact, were undefeated. Let me ask you something. Do you remember the first team that did beat the shield? I'll give you a hint. The last name was Rhodes.
I'm glad he mentioned that, because I sure wouldn't have remembered that on my own. The Shield was very dominant at that point in time, and to point out that it was him and his brother, basically, that were the first ones to beat him, love that. I mean, that's just to say, hey, this isn't the first time I've faced you with odds against us and won.
And I appreciate this education, this venom-laced wisdom that you're dropping on me. I don't know if I wore them. Yeah, I did. I've got my bullet cufflinks on tonight, so I'm certainly not unfamiliar with factions, betrayal, all that good stuff while I was off doing something. I mean, but this isn't a faction you're talking about. The Bloodline's not a faction. It is family above all. So can I trust Seth freaking Rollins.
I didn't even think to do that. Let me.
Did you say no?
Maybe.
Why? Explain yourself.
Look at Seth's background.
Okay. Do you actually think Seth is going to turn on Cody at Mania?
I think there's going to be something that happens.
Shorts? Can't hear you, buddy.
Damn. He's done it multiple times.
You're not wrong. Well.
Do you guys think I can trust Seth freaking Rollins?
Seth Rollins. He might hate my guts. I don't think you expected that. You might be right. He might hate my guts, but I know one thing. He hates you even more. And I'll see your situation, and I'll raise you another. Can I trust Seth Rollins? Roman, can you trust your partner at WrestleMania?
I think that's the first time that'd been brought up at all. Hey, can you, like, trust The Rock? Like, and then you definitely see Roman's facial expressions change a little bit. Like, maybe there is some doubt in his face or some concern for some reason.
What do you think about it?
I don't think it happens at Mania. I think that Cody needs to have the odds stacked against him, so I think Bloodline wins night one. It's Bloodline rules night two. And I think Cody needs to win with the odds stacked against him without any help. I think that a lot of other things, there is a lot of other potential out there for things to happen, and I think a lot of those things could potentially take a lot of attention away from Cody winning. Which I don't think. I think Cody needs the strongest win he can get at Mania if he's going to take that title without anything taking away from it.
Yeah, it would definitely take away from his win.
So this is going back to me not trusting Seth. I'm saying that Cody and Seth lose night one. Seth loses to Drew. Seth takes it out on Cody. I want to mix in kind of like a CM Punk thing because I want to say CM Punk like mixes in with the whole Drew and like Seth match potentially being, you know, referee. And he thinks since, you know, Seth and Cody are somewhat friends, he needs to fuck over Cody now because he just lost his belt. Make sense?
I think it's a lot of tie-in between the two titles, personally. Not that it's impossible. Not at all.
They're already tying him in right now, though.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit.
Can you trust The Rock? I think we're all perhaps slightly confused in the pantheon that is the Bloodline. Who is really in charge? Is it the tribal chief? Or is it the final boss?
That's old. Didn't you just say that to him? But the other way around, is that all you got? This is what I'm talking about here. Spoken and spun like a true politician. I mean, what we out here doing? You out here running for governor? Hey, anybody got a kid that needs to be kissed? Do you want an autograph? Because Cody will pull your kid out here and make him a part of his entrance because he loves you. That's all you do. Is promise this, promise that, promise this. But you don't ever deliver. You don't ever keep these promises. You've told these people all these lies, and nothing ever comes to fruition. And you want to know why? Because you're number two. Hey, no. I mean that with respect. You all would be lucky to be a number two, but you're not even close. This is the greatest number two of all time. But that's all you will ever be, is number two. Because I'm number one. Forever.
Let's get real here. You grew up in this industry, same as I did. You were probably a little kid looking in the mirror, wanting to be the next, the face of a generation, the biggest superstar to come along, the biggest pro wrestling star. We're talking Bruno, we're talking Flair, we're talking Hogan, we're talking Rock, we're talking Austin, we're talking Cena. I have conceded to the idea that the generation that follows us, our kids, will probably grow up wanting to be the next Roman Reigns. That is your destiny, but I feel that you are unfamiliar with mine. I'm the greatest number two? The greatest number two. Well, when it comes to WrestleMania, when it comes to who defeats you for this championship that you've held for all this time, I'm not number two. I'm the one. Good luck at WrestleMania.
And then Cody extends his hand for a handshake. Of course, Roman doesn't oblige. Roman walks out by the ramp, turns around, looks at the ring, and he snaps his fingers. And who else but Jimmy Uso and Solo come out of the crowd. They stand next to Roman. But alas, Cody is smarter than Roman thinks. Jey Uso, Seth Rollins also come out of the crowd, and they stand next to Cody. SmackDown goes off the air. I believe after the show went off the air, there was some action between the groups that I saw, but it wasn't on TV, so it didn't actually happen, basically. I thought we saw a little bit more confidence, a little bit more fire coming out of Cody that we hadn't seen yet that I think he needed. I think through a lot of this, I felt like he's been missing just a little bit of something, personally.
I agree with that. Like last year, I felt like there's a lot more buildup between the two. Mm-hmm. Now this year it's just kind of like mellowed out.
Well, and I feel like The Rock personally has completely overshadowed Roman way more than they should have allowed.
Yeah, I feel like it's been great having him on for the last month or so. Mm-hmm. I feel like they probably should have brought him in like now to kind of save him taking all that, all the attention away from Roman.
Yeah, I mean, he could have been here for even longer, but they've put him in so many spots that are just entertaining, I guess. The whole concert thing, that should have never happened. That was a bad call.
You hated that.
No, I liked it. It's just so distracting from everything else going on. Like, everybody's just so excited about The Rock. The Rock did this really entertaining thing, but then you forget about Roman. Like, Roman is the one that should have all the heat on him and all the excitement built around him for this huge title match that they're about to do. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at with it. We're going to move on to Raw. There's a lot that happened at Raw, too. This is a major week. Major week with a lot of advancement in the storylines. So this was in Chicago. And, of course, Chicago is huge for the crowd. It's always a packed house. They were sold out. They had a smaller stage design than what we're used to, so they could sell seats behind the stage, which doesn't normally happen for Raws. They had over 15,000. One of the reports I read that this is the most attended Monday Night Raw since 2017. That's pretty wild.
Just in Chicago or in general?
In general.
Oh, fuck.
Monday Night Raw. And a lot of that is because they knew that they could sell more seats if they reduced the size of that stage. You advertise Punk, Chicago's going to sell out. That's just the formula. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
WWE.
Yeah, so the show started out with Cody coming out to cut a promo. Yeah, he's talking about, because he's said he'd be the best man in a stranger's wedding, he bought a whole group of kids tickets to WrestleMania. He dresses the way he dresses. He's doing it to pretend to be a champion because the champion isn't there. That was a great line, and I think a lot of people wonder, why does he like dress like that? Why does he yada yada? Well, there you go. There's your answer. He mentions that though he respects Roman, he hates his guts for screwing him at Mania. Cody asks basically if the crowd will fight at Mania with him, and he had everybody point to the WrestleMania sign. Surprise! It's The Rock. The Rock wasn't advertised for the show. Massive, massive pop. Rock comes out. They stare each other down for a minute, and then, of course, we get CM Punk chants, because why wouldn't you? And Rock whispers something in Cody's ear, and then he just kind of gives a smirk and then walks away, and that was the end of it. The only thing that bothered me about this segment is they are bleeping out holy shit chants. I cannot stand it. God, I hope that doesn't happen on Netflix.
Bro, do you know how many times I rewatched that fucking video of what he said to Cody?
Yeah, so you rewound it. You said like 20 times to try to figure it out, and you ended up being fucking right, because today The Rock posted on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it.
He posted a lot on IG today.
He posted on Instagram. He said, what I said to Cody was, tonight I'm going to make you bleed. And George texted us shortly after that segment and said, I watched it 20 times. I'm pretty sure he said, tonight I'm going to make you bleed.
The biggest thing was like the camera switch that they did. That was like the hardest fucking part of like putting it all together.
And man, I love you for that. Not much else though. So they left a good cliffhanger to make you wonder the whole rest of the show. Loved it. So that was good. Rock walks out of Gorilla into the backstage area. Interviewer asks what he said to Cody. He said, go ask Cody. Let's see here. Oh, a little bit later on, we've got the wonderful long segment of CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins. Punk comes out, basically says he will be at Mania. His elbow isn't 100%. He's not medically cleared, but his mouth works.
Ask April.
Sorry, we're not on Netflix yet, but April knows what I'm talking about. References a big title match that could use impartial refereeing, which I texted you guys when he said that. I'm like, I fucking called it, because last week on this podcast, I said special guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
So that came up.
And then, well, that also triggered me to say, like, there's no way he can lean on that arm, and then he didn't.
I fucking told you.
Yeah. He can count with his left and then lean on his right.
I told you.
That whole segment was just amazing.
It was so good. So, all in all, Punk is talking. Drew comes out. They are basically talking shit to each other. We don't need to get super deep into whatever everything was said word to word. Drew comes out. Punk and Drew are talking shit to each other. Eventually Seth comes out. So basically it's coming down to, oh, CM Punk, are you going to do commentary? You're going to be a referee. Crowd really wanted referee. That was probably one of the loudest chants of the night, was referee, referee. And I was really hoping they were going to go with that. Punk's like, I'm going to do commentary. And we played it at the beginning of the show, but it's too good not to listen to again.
Yeah.
Do a little commentary at WrestleMania, and I guarantee you I will do something that you, the lifts in your boots, the shoe polish in your beard, your skirt, all the pyro in the world, and that stupid sword that you came out to the ring with, and you, your bell bottoms, your championship, your wife, my 10-year absence from this company could never do is make you both interesting. Now hit my music.
God, that was so good.
Well,
he called him dipshits. He...
PG, brother.
Yeah, keep it PG, brother. That was a great segment. Punk walks out. Then Drew starts to get angry. Said he's not even the match. He doesn't get the last word. Blah, blah, blah. And then he starts saying, you're my Stan. Hit me back just to chill. This is Phil. Whatever. You know, Eminem song. And he gets hit with a super kick by Seth. So, Colton Ashley, in the comments here, he says, to be honest, Roman Reigns missing a ton. It's a little weird. It's a little weird. I'm not going to lie, but what do you do? I don't know who this is, but we got Mr. WrestleMania 200 in the comments. Says, hey, George. Also said WSP. I don't know what that means. You guys know what that means?
WSP.
Somebody look this up. That's got to be an acronym for something, right? Mr. WrestleMania, if you could let us know what that means. We're old. That'd be great. Thanks.
WSP.
So, anyways, I was really hoping for Punk doing special guest referee at Mania. But alas, I'm okay with commentaries just as long as there's a CM Punk entrance at Mania. What's so funny? Did you figure it out? Yeah?
What's up?
What? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know.
What's up?
Mr. WrestleMania, do you have Fortnite? They're asking, do you have Fortnite?
Do I?
I don't know.
I play Call of Duty like an adult. Sorry. I don't know, I just can't get into Fortnite. I don't like the whole building thing. It doesn't make sense to me.
I have not once.
I tried once. It's no bueno.
Yeah. Not for me. Nothing wrong with it. Just not for me. I don't know.
Colton, do you play Fortnite? Maybe Mr. WrestleMania is asking you.
Maybe. So they knew this segment was going to go long, clearly. I just got a little notice that our stream health is excellent now, so I don't know. It might actually be working really good. So frustrating. This won't happen next week. I don't know what the deal is today, but
it won't
whatever.
Be because my phone's connected, would it be?
No, it has nothing to do with that. So anyways, they knew that this segment was going to go long, and it was scripted out pretty well. So the reports, this was scripted out pretty well. They were given freedom to ad-lib things. They clearly did. This went long. There were obviously some jobber entrances and some segments that were cut short following this because of it, but I was fine with it. They knew that this was a possibility. This is the bigger story. This should have had the attention. This was definitely their biggest eyeball moment of the night, I think. This had much bigger ratings than anything else on the show when the ratings were released. It showed that Punk's a draw, whether people like it or not.
Yeah, if he's not wrestling.
What did we think of this segment?
Amazing.
Was
it seemed like he needed to get a lot off his chest, and then it almost seemed like they were just going back and forth at each other, kind of like bickering for a little bit, but it worked. It kind of gave us a little bit of like not mystique, but possibility of Punk actually being involved.
It feels very real.
I mean, it'd make for one hell of a triple threat match down the road.
It would. But do you not like that idea, Schwartz?
I was just thinking, I didn't think you were going to say down the road. I thought you were going to say now.
It would if it was possible.
I mean, I wish it could happen now.
I would have been all for it, for sure. Oh. a little bit later on, Cody's interviewed backstage by the same reporter that was interviewing Rock. She asked, "What did The Rock say to you?" He said, "It's not something he can repeat, but it's a promise The Rock can't keep." I don't know how I felt about this. What's so bad about what he said that you couldn't repeat it? He said he was going to make you bleed. What's so bad about that that you can't say it? I don't know.
So Rock is still set to show up on Monday this upcoming week, right?
Yeah.
So do you think there's going to be repercussions? Like, do you think Cody's going to try to make Rock bleed, or?
Man, there's just so many different ways it can go. It's hard to say.
If they were smart, they would, I don't know. I personally think they should just not have Cody show up on Monday.
You know, he's going to be there.
You can't do that on the go home for Mania. You just can't.
True.
Not that I completely disagree. He has to be there. He's in the two biggest matches. Yeah, he's in the two biggest matches of the weekend. He's got to be. I'm more curious to see what SmackDown looks like tomorrow. I don't know if Rock is going to be there. I don't know. I think Cody should not be on SmackDown to help sell what happened on Monday. And I don't know, maybe you've got Jay and Seth there to confront Roman, the Bloodline, whatever. I don't know.
Have they released anything for SmackDown yet?
I don't know.
Besides the tag team matches?
And Jade. But I'm not sure if, as far as like the really big names go and that whole storyline, not sure. There was a good segment between Rhea and Becky. They talk shit to each other. Becky got very emotional. That was a good segment. Then we had Jey Uso versus Shinsuke Nakamura as our main event. You knew something was going to be up here, because otherwise, in what circumstances would you have Shinsuke main eventing Jey against Jey, and there's no story between the two? I don't know. Mr. WrestleMania did clarify he means what's up. Appreciate that. Not much, man. What's up with you?
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. So, Jay and Shinsuke battle. They have a decent match. Both men are down, and in comes Jimmy and Solo through the crowd. Seth and Cody intercept them in a brawl into the crowd. Solo and Seth stick around the barricade. Drew grabs Seth and delivers a Future Shock DDT. Then Jey Uso wins with a spear. And basically, there's a whole battle that happens. Eventually, you got Cody backstage getting attacked by Solo, getting attacked by Jimmy, and then The Rock takes over once Cody's able to kind of fend them off, more or less. And then The Rock takes control and beats the absolute shit out of Cody. He pushes him to outside where it's raining. Cody's tour bus is sitting right there. Rock, like, holds his head over this ledge. He makes him bleed. He does what he says he's going to do, and he's got a weight belt. He takes that weight belt off, and it says Mama Rhodes on it with the Brown and Bull symbol in between the words. And that is the belt in which he took his hand. He wiped Cody's head full of blood, wiped that blood onto his hand, wiped his hand full of that Cody blood onto that belt, and he started talking at Cody Rhodes' mama. This is the belt that you're going to get with your son's blood on it and your tears. And, wow, what an ending.
A couple things from that. I didn't like how The Rock kept pretty much repeating himself. Man,
I noticed he did that a lot after he did the concert thing.
Yep.
And he first started talking to Mama Rhodes and talking about the belt. He was doing that a lot, and it was just making the promos drag on, and I think actually he's gotten better.
And then he made it out to be that he was going to make Cody bleed night one, not, you know, on Raw. So, like, he made it out to be that he was going to make Cody bleed night one, give the belt to Mama Rhodes, but now it's, okay, I got your blood on the belt, I'm going to give it to her.
Well, I think he's still going to try.
And then did you notice how they kept showing
Stone Cold? I'm so sick of people talking about this. Stupid. I understand why people are saying it, and maybe I'm just being nitpicky. I don't want that to happen. I'm not saying it wouldn't be cool. I think if you get Cena and Stone Cold coming out to like save Cody or whatever the fuck, I think it's going to take away from Cody's win. I just, that's probably what's going to happen.
I mean, it's just two people that have had a history with The Rock. And then I think I sent it in the group chat. Like, they kept showing, like, that ledge. I was just waiting for The Rock to throw Cody over that fucking ledge.
I kind of wondered about that, because back in the day, that's totally something that would have happened, too.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think, Shorts?
Thinking about
I thought it was good. No. I know, I was just letting you guys get it all in. No, I did see an interview on there saying... not on there, but I did see an interview with Shawn Michaels saying that he thinks that if Cody loses, it does not take away from the story.
Of course, no, no.
So it's still a possibility that he loses.
No,
he's fine.
No, that's not what's happening. You can't build all of this up just to have nothing come of it. You can't. You cannot.
I don't know.
Especially because if Roman's going to lose the title, then he's going to move on with Rock. Great. That's a very relevant storyline. That's still big business. They don't need the title for that. That's about the head of the table. That's about the head of the family. You don't have to have the title.
But do you think they want Roman to be like pass Hogan's record?
No. I don't. Everybody keeps saying that. But it's like that's still another like 300 days out. Like, That's a long time from now. Well, no, actually, if they get past SummerSlam,
I was going to say past SummerSlam.
Yeah, if they get past SummerSlam, but I don't think it's that big of a deal if they do that. It's not first place. Third place is kind of like whatever.
I mean, it was a big deal for fucking Gunther to beat Honky Tonk Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was for the number one. This wouldn't
they
be. This
also,
would be for the third longest.
They also don't like Honky Tonk Man. They want him to not be, you know, very relevant.
What did Honky Tonk do?
I know it was something in the past, but he was not a very good person.
Oh, well, neither is George.
Have you noticed, like, almost every championship is within, like, a long period of time? You got Rhea, you got Roman, you got Gunther,
yeah.
You got...
Everybody's... Not everybody... Most people have had their titles for a year.
Yeah. I'm
not other than EO, but all the singles titles have mm-hmm. had year long reigns almost.
Logan Paul, he won it what back in
Oh, that's what
wasn't that SummerSlam or something?
It was either SummerSlam or Survivor Series.
I think it was Survivor Series.
It'd be a Survivor Series.
But still,
yeah,
I mean, we've definitely seen much shorter reigns. Mr. WrestleMania, do you think Cody wins with Seth for the tag match? No.
No.
I would rather see them lose, so the odds are stacked against Cody even more for his big title match against Roman, and that will make that title win even bigger if he can win that title, even with all the bloodline interference and all that. I think that's...
Yeah, but it's...
I think
that's
all that
should happen. Or what if Cena and Stone Cold help?
I mean...
It would be all for nothing.
I mean, if we move forward and then look back on it, I think it makes it a major moment in history. And Cody's title win will be attached to those videos that'll be played back for years to come of... Austin and Cena coming face to face with The Rock to help Cody. I don't know. I wouldn't prefer it, but I would understand it.
Well, they want to get Austin and Cena involved some way at Mania. Like, you know, like just come out, say hey to everyone. I'm not saying like they could help with that match, but what else could they do?
I mean, they've done it before where they just come out and they just talk and then some random ass...
Just to hype up the crowd.
What was it? That was Michaels, Foley, and Austin that one year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to stop talking.
Colton says, haven't seen The Rock be this evil since he scrambled McFoley's brains at Rumble 9. Yes. I mean, we're getting like... we're getting like late 90s teal rock and Hollywood rock combined all at once. I see a program with Rock and Cody later this year. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. There's a lot of possibilities, and that's the beautiful thing about the storyline. There's so many ways it can go, and a lot of those possibilities make a lot of sense.
Well, I think The Rock is filming a movie right after Mania, isn't he?
So I believe he's filming something like May through August or something of the sort. I don't remember what the reports said, but
I mean, if he could show up July 29th, that'd be kind of cool.
Dude, I would shit my pants. Is that what day that is? That Raw that we're going to? That'd be fucking wild.
I got it fucking imprinted in this bitch.
I'm really interested to see what SummerSlam ends up looking like. Because, man, I think we're going to get a few really big matches that are extensions of the storyline. At least I hope so. I'm excited for that Raw, for sure. It's very early to be that excited about it, but I have faith.
Same.
About 4 months away.
All right. Why don't we just do a, you know, week and a half previous to the event? What do we see from the Bloodline story as far as who wins the matches night one and night two? George, go.
You got Roman and Rock winning. Cody.
Shorts.
Gosh, I don't know. I want to go complete opposite, but I think what's going to happen is really just going to be Bloodline win, and then Cody wins.
You side.
Yeah, just because the more I keep thinking about it, I just think the better story is to not have him win.
I mean, a lot can still happen with two SmackDowns and one Raw.
Oof, duh.
Okay, think about it, though. What does Roman do after? How do you keep him relevant?
Transitions to a feud with The Rock later.
He's gone.
Roman goes away for a while. He comes back, starts feuding with
Roman's
The Rock.
Roman's going to leave for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And then just randomly get a feud after SummerSlam. I don't think that's going to work. I think unless he's got something going on, I don't know. I just don't think he can be relevant without the title.
He can with The Rock. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm with George on this. I think Bloodline wins night one. We get Bloodline rules night two, and Cody overcomes the odds, and it's the greatest title victory in Mania history.
It can be a next year's video game.
George, McIntyre and Rollins.
McIntyre.
Shorts.
I think Drew needs to win this.
Ooh. I agree.
But
I think McIntyre wins. Gosh, there was something, and I can't remember what, but there was something about that segment they did on Raw that made me doubt. There was something Seth said that I can't remember. I was like, oh, maybe Seth is going to retain. I can't remember what it was now that I'm thinking about it again, but I was like, man.
I have a little twist on mine.
Uh-huh.
Damian Priest wins.
Mm-mm. Oof.
Yeah.
Hold up. When is Money in the Bank?
July. They got a few months still.
They got about 3-4 months to do something with Priest, either with Cody. I can't fucking predict Cody. Either with Roman Cody or Seth and Drew.
I think Priest, I think he does it.
Man, there's so much going on.
That's a good fucking twist.
There's so much going on. Interestingly, there were people in the crowd at Monday Night Raw who were like seated behind like the production area. sort of, where they, I think they handle like the lights and all that shit. There were monitors that were showing the cameras from the back, but they weren't being shown to the house. They weren't shown on the big screens or anything. And apparently, those monitors were showing the cameras, and the cameras were filming Rock beating Cody with that weight belt after Raw went off the air. And like I said, those weren't shown like to the house on the screens in the arena. It was just these little monitors that the production people had that people like could look over and see or whatever. So I don't know if that turns into something that they're going to air on SmackDown, on Raw, whatever the case may be. By the way, that stash is looking great. I just noticed it.
Mine?
Yeah.
Not mine.
Definitely not yours. Shit. You got peach fuzz.
Thank you.
You got pubes on your lip. Just really short. Anyway.
Colton's pretty active on here, you know.
Also, hell yeah, Colton, we love you.
Looks like the video's kind of up now, or like working.
Yeah, that's exciting. Only took us almost to the end of the show. Yeah, Colton, 100%. Rocky did tell Cody if he doesn't win, he'll never challenge for the WWE title again. And that's another reason why I think Cody wins, because they did this with Cody in AEW. I'd hate to see that happen again in WWE.
He did it with fucking Brock. Brock and Roman.
Trying to think back on it.
Lesnar could never face Roman again. I think it was SummerSlam like 2 years ago. And he flipped the fucking ring with a tractor.
God, it was so fucking cool. Well, those are our predictions for Mania right now, but
that's how they should have worded it, though. You can never face Roman for the title again.
Yeah.
And then Cody could lose, but someone else, you know, cashes in or something.
I think,
and then Cody gets it.
I think there's a lot more sensible implication if they tell Cody, you will never challenge for the title again, no matter what, then it, I don't know. There's a lot more at stake than I think. Because obviously Roman's not going to have the title forever, and even they know that. But
yeah, I mean, well, okay. He can still drag this on, I'm not joking, probably for another year and be fine.
Fuck.
Yes, I really want to see him 10 times within 365 days.
Whatever, guys. No. I don't know. I think it's good.
Nope.
Whatever. Just because you guys are Cody crybabies.
Goddamn right I am, and I'm proud of it.
Fuck, mute him.
Mute him. I'm not gonna be that much of a dick.
I don't know. You guys are.
Well, we'll see who's crying next week when I win that title belt.
Whoa. I'm going to win the title belt, first of all.
I mean, you could have it for a night, but the next night I'm just going to fucking take it from you, bitch.
Can we?
We're not doing it. I think we should do it a cumulative over two nights.
Just add up the both cards.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Schwartz, for the record, you will be here at some point Saturday, likely not before Mania starts, correct? Or you're going to cut it close?
I mean, I'll be... What time does it start? 5? Or is that when the kickoff starts?
Normally, kickoff's at 6.
It's probably at 5.
It's five or 6.
Show's going to start at 6 or 7. I don't remember.
I will probably be there at, like, 4 or 5.
Love it. And then you're good for Sunday, right?
You don't know yet. You're going to have to leave that belt here there, Sonny.
I should be good.
Maybe.
I should be good.
Love it. Okay. Well, then we'll make sure we have the punishments in place for the scorecards.
We still need a table.
We'll find a table.
I feel like we should probably get... Oh, my gosh. That's going to be very close if we figure this out next Thursday, and we'll announce it. We're going to have to announce it. We're also going to have...
I think we need to consider, do we do a show on Thursday since we're going to be doing a show Saturday? Also, probably Sunday.
I say skip Thursday.
We'll figure it out. Go. Or maybe we do next Tuesday. Just to do a quick recap of everything leading up to the weekend.
Yeah, I guess everybody just...
We'll figure it out.
I'll just keep everything.
I'll have my people
everybody
talk
posted.
To your people, and your people talk to his people.
Yeah.
And we'll just plan everything with Chrissy. If she's like Kelly, she controls the schedule for our lives.
How come Kelly's like never here?
She has a life.
Like literally every time I've come over, like she's not here.
Well, most of the time she works. Tonight she's staying with her sister.
You guys broke
up,
didn't you?
Travis.
That's why you're at the fucking courthouse yesterday.
No, I was doing a fucking training yesterday.
Training.
Dude, do you see that Kelly selling stuff on Facebook for the wedding?
She picked up her wedding dress today, dipshit.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I fucking hate you. God, I hate you.
Colton asked if that was the groan from the Attitude Era.
Yes.
You bet your sweet ass, Colton.
Damn!
And S. Smith.
Whoa, the Rock sucks. Yeah. Rocky sucks. Rocky sucks. I agree.
Die, Rocky, die.
We don't need to blank our screens out like they did on that SmackDown. Cody. 100%, man. We're with you there. Well, not Schwartz. Me and George are Cody crybabies. We definitely think Cody's going to win night two, and Schwartz he's not so convinced.
I'll have to stick to Monday and figure out how he's talking and his confidence level.
SmackDown and Raw, these next two shows are going to be very telling. I don't know if the SmackDown the day before is going to mean a whole lot, though. I mean, there probably isn't going to be any advancement, nothing really added. It's just going to be hype up for the show, I think.
They're not going to do a pre-taping, are they?
No. No, that's only if they're not going to be able to make it.
It will be live, 100% live.
S. Smith says 7.
7 what?
Start time.
I don't know what time zone he's in.
It's just 7.
That works. That works for me. We'll look it up.
Also, Colton says Cody puke. I'm not opposed to it.
You know what, Colton?
Also, did anybody see that Colton said that he's still on his PS2?
Hell yeah.
What?
No, you of all people, you shut your whore mouth. You won't get a PS5.
Wait, you have
a... I have a PS4 and a Switch.
Yeah, but
no,
you
we
won't...
should bring talk fucking Brad about this.
Let's get him on the podcast. Right. Oh, speaking of, that was another thing I was going to bring up. So for anybody watching, we are going to be doing our first interview. We don't have a day yet, but I've been in contact with a professional wrestler by the name of Perry Von Vicious. His gimmick, the Human Monster Truck. So, I'm very excited about this because I don't know if you know this about me. I love monster trucks. And to talk to a human monster truck who wrestles, very fucking stoked. Very excited.
You like monster trucks?
His promos that he posts online, it'll show like an old school like 80s or 90s monster truck clip. And then like he'll cut his promo on his opponent like around like that monster truck, whatever. He has like trunks that look like the Gravedigger paint job.
Okay, so how the fuck did you come in contact with this dude?
I just messaged him.
What?
Colton, yes, that is the Undertaker groan. Yeah, so I came across this guy a couple years ago on Instagram, and I don't know how, maybe because he's using like monster truck related hashtags or whatever, so like his shit came up, right? Yep. And I just came across him that way. So I've seen him on Insta and Facebook and all that. He has a vlog. I believe he's located somewhere in the Northeast. I know he's done tours in Japan, which is pretty cool. He's wrestling Rene Dupree this Friday.
Yeah, I said that yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be a lot of fun to get him on, and we are talking about doing that. Probably not until after Mania. Just this is too much going on, and I got to have all these shitheads at my house to host it, and got to prepare for all that. We're going to be doing our first ever interview with an actual wrestler who also likes monster trucks, and I'm going to try my best to not exclusively talk about monster trucks.
Trav, what do you want to do that day? Shorts, sorry.
What does that mean?
Let's just go to an indie show.
I mean, we can do that, or...
Colton says 6 p.m. Central, so probably pre-show at 5 or 4.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't really care about the pre-show. I was just wondering if we were going to do a podcast that day.
I would like to, I guess.
I'd like to do one when we're all there, so maybe I can get there by, like, 4, and we do, like, a quick hour, just a little something over WrestleMania.
Well, since you're going to be here Sunday... Here. Since you're going to be here Sunday, we're going to do Sunday as well, so.
All right.
You bringing Chrissy?
I think she's going to be busy.
Oh. Kelly won't be here anyway.
It's just going to be like us three and then like two other people.
That's fine. We won't have Schwartz's here. Mic, though, which would be a problem because I don't have any other mics. So.
You can't bring it with?
Well, he won't be here on time Saturday, probably. I mean, we'd have it for Sunday.
What do you mean? I can't just bring it and we just do it quick?
No, you got to leave it at home, man.
I mean, it depends on what time you get here.
Fuck your mic.
How dare you even think that?
What happened? Why is he mad?
Because you told him he couldn't bring his mic.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think that's what you're saying.
I'm saying if we want to do a show Saturday...
You don't even have a chair for him.
Yes, I do. It's in the other room.
He's such a fucking asshole, Schwartz.
You know,
I had three chairs here the last time he was here. There was one for each of us. What's the fucking problem? Also, do you see those three chairs sitting over there?
Those don't fucking turn.
They're chairs.
They're not on wheels. I like to move around and shit. Goddamn pilgrim.
I'm glad you got my back for this.
I just love pissing them off.
So if I forget the mic, I'm going to probably forget the title then.
It'd be really great if you didn't forget either of those. So for anybody that doesn't know, we do a sheet that basically we predict the winners and a couple side questions, and we tally up the points at the end. We're working on punishments for each night. One possibly being a shoey, the other possibly be going through a table. So we're workshopping that, trying to figure that out. So as soon as we figure out what the schedule is going to look like for next week, we'll make sure that we post on the socials. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. You will see us there. Also, if you're watching right now, check out the screen. You can see, you can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please subscribe. Please like. Please rate. If you are watching on YouTube, or even if you're not, subscribe on YouTube. Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Please click that subscribe button. Please like. Please comment. Click that notification bell so you know when we upload new content or go live. Apologies for the issues with our video tonight. Unfortunately, this episode is going to be broken up in a couple episodes, but the second video will contain majority of the content. I don't know what's going on. We'll get it ironed out. I don't know if it was our software or if it was YouTube or whatever the case may be. Otherwise, boys, do we have any final thoughts?
No.
I'm not convinced on Cody.
God damn it, dude. Just... Can you say something smart to end the show?
Just fucking watch the show. Jesus.
All right. Well,
go Packers and fuck the Bears.
Go Packers, fuck the Bears. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for participating in the conversation. And like I said, don't forget Facebook, X, YouTube, search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Thanks for checking this out. We'll give you the old salute. We'll let you know as soon as we figure out our WrestleMania week schedule, and we will definitely 100% See you then. Adios.